Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Daniel chapter 1, verse 3. The king spoke to Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs. This is King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. And they came in and conquered Judah and besieged Jerusalem and took all the people and conquered the people of God because they weren't serving God. And he told them to bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and princes, verse 4, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and what? Now see, we've found that that is the literal definition of wisdom, haven't we? Skillful. And here it is, a confirmation of it. Skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Let me say something here. Don't draw a hard line between education and godliness. Some people have kind of acted like, well, all book knowledge and all that kind of stuff, that's not godly and that's just over the world. No, all true knowledge is of God. It doesn't have to have Bible scriptures in it. Did you hear me? It can be about mechanics. It can be about horticulture. It can be about the atmosphere. But if somebody really knows something and it's true, it came from God. And it's good. I said, it's good. Learn all you can. But just have enough of the Word of God in you that when somebody tries to teach you something contrary to the Bible, that's where you draw the line. You say, no, I don't care how scientific you say that is. No. If it contradicts this, it can't be right. Right? It is not true science. It's false science. Solomon asked for wisdom. We studied this. And God gave him wisdom. The Bible talked about wonderful wisdom. And the scripture said Solomon, he wrote all the thousands of proverbs and multiple thousands of songs. And the Bible said Solomon talked about animals. And he talked about trees. He talked about the vine that sprung out of the crack on the wall to the cedar and everything in between. What does that have to do with being wise? Everything. The wisdom of God is revealed in His creation. Do you see this? And there's some things the Lord would teach you that's not between the covers of this book. He could lead you to read books on trees. Oh boy, we're having some fun. Oh, Brother Keith. Listen, who created trees? Who created flowers? Who created fish and animals? His wisdom is in them. Right? It took His wisdom to make them. And if you understand a fish, you understand something about God. You understand a bird, you understand something about God. You understand a flower or a tree. His wisdom is in His creation. Can you say amen? Amen. So, be watchful about what you declare natural. This is natural and God's not in it and this is spiritual. Oh, no. Let God teach you. I know when it was first going on and I started learning about flying, I thought, I do not have time for this. This is just too much study and too much time. And I'd get through with one phase of it and I think, well, I'll take a break now and the Lord will deal with me. No, keep going. You're going to be behind. If you don't, keep going. And so I'd go to the next phase and the next phase. And sometimes I'd just think, well, what am I doing? I'm a preacher. But there were several things going on. One thing is what happened yesterday evening. Us being able to be in meetings like that and preach to the church and go here and go there and not be worn out. And that was one thing. And not having to wait on anybody. Being in control. But another thing, in learning about power, and learning about lift, and learning about the atmosphere, you learn about God. Right? I mean, every time I pop up through a cloud doing 400 miles an hour and see a sunset, you think I don't think about God? God's everywhere. There He is. He's in the power of that jet engine. He's in the speed of that plane. He's in the beauty of that sunrise. He's in the wind under those wings. His wisdom. Nobody ever made anything good without the wisdom of God. There is no good creation. Anything that's a good tool and is helping us and making our life better, the wisdom of it came out of God. People take it and abuse it and use it for things they ought not to, but the wisdom came out of God. Aren't you thankful for it? Well, so see, He told him to look for these guys that had wisdom and skill in science and understanding and knowledge and ability. And so you know that they picked out, verse 6, out of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. And verse 8, now get this, we begin to see the wisdom of God manifested right off the bat. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. So he requested, everybody say requested. This is how it starts, of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, they were told the diet that God had given them, and eat this and don't eat this, and this is clean and this is not clean. And here he shows up in the king's palace, and who knows what all they got. They worship false gods. They got blood pies and they got all kind of stuff. And he said, you know, he purposed in himself, I can't contradict the word of God. I can't do this. But now here's the thing. How did he approach it? Let's learn wisdom now. Because the Bible holds Daniel up as a standard of wisdom. First of all, he requested. Everybody say request. Now, request is different from demand. Isn't it? Notice the first thing he didn't do is start stomping his feet saying, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it. You can't make me. I ain't eating it. I'm holy. And the word of God says you can't do it. And I ain't doing it. What is that? That is not wisdom. He is a captive in a foreign land under foreign government. They could kill him as quick as they could promote him to something. Right? Hold your place here. Go to James. We've read this, but let's read it again. James, the third chapter. He talked about devilish wisdom in verse 15. And it connected with devilish wisdom, verse 14, you see bitterness and envying and strife. Bitter, envying, strife. I don't care how smart it sounds to someone's mind, if you can sense that bitterness and that jealousy and that envy, and if you sense that tension and that strife, it ain't godly wisdom. Don't care how brilliant it sounds to the mind, God's wisdom doesn't come like that. He said, verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first what?
Pure.
It's pure, it's clean, and what else?
Peaceable.
It's peaceable. And it's gentle, and it's easy to talk to, and ask a question of. It's easy to deal with. Somebody say easy to deal with.
Easy to deal with.
Easy to get along with. Full of mercy. One translation said compassion. And good fruits without partiality. Plays no favorites. And without hypocrisy. No deception. Honest. I'm stirred up and so glad that I can see clearer than ever. Here are the identifiers of God's wisdom, when it comes to me, I can tell by the spirit of it and by how it comes, whether this is wisdom coming to me from God or whether it's ungodly counsel coming trying to steer me the wrong way. Right? Listen to another translation of this. I believe this is the Amplified. It says, the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then it is peace-loving, it's courteous. Everybody say courteous.
Courteous.
See, this is how God is. Courteous. Considerate. Gentle. Willing to yield to reason. It's another way of saying you can talk to it. Right? See, people that get so adamant and hardened and you can't talk to them. And they won't even listen to anything. That's not godly wisdom. Full of compassion. Good fruits. Wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. That's the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. So going back to Daniel now, you see how he comes across with this. Is he serious about this in his heart? How many think Daniel was very serious about not defiling himself with the king's stuff? He purposed in himself. He's just a young man, but we can see later on in his life, I mean, he didn't change and bow when they put him in the lion's den. Right? When Daniel purposes something, I think this young man would have died over this. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I think he would have chosen death rather than defile himself in his mind, and it was true, violate his covenant in God. But he did not start out stamping his feet and decreeing what he is and is not going to do. He did not start out stomping his feet saying, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. You can't make me do it. That's a fool. A fool who doesn't know where they are. A fool who doesn't know their position and their circumstance. And a fool who's not relying on God to show him what to do and how to do it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, An Excellent Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602I. That's R1602I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.